Tales of Eldalorn, a heroic fantasy Elfa novella by Carly Bonn. Welcome! You have found your way into the kingdom of Anghali. My name is Carly Bonn, and I'm here to guide you in this adventure. Today, I am reading from Dream, the second book in the Tales of Eldalorn trilogy. Now on with the show. Introduction and Dedication. The slate is wiped clean, and so follows the temporary memory loss of rebirth for our young heroes. As they return to their senses, our friends believe they had just experienced the final assault of the Fallen One, also known as Lord Sermanos, and the long war of Ilmatar has finally ended. Feeling worn from their brush with such evil, our small clan of Edelith are all looking forward to some very well-deserved downtime. As we begin this new story, we find ourselves in Eldalorn. Rovash needs to get over what he had become as the Dragon Lord, and Nalin is reborn from the true death. Aeglam must rediscover what has been taken from him. Past lives are revealed, new allies and creatures discovered, while an insidious form of insanity seems to have infected the gods themselves. Hirio Uhinarn, let the story begin. This tale is dedicated to the dreamers whose hearts will point the way, and to my sons, Christopher and Nathan, the joy in my heart. Prologue. This ancient place, known to the Edelith as Eldalorn, was overjoyed to be of comfort to Thendiel's eldest son and his family. The word in common tongue loosely means sentient trees that can communicate. But it is easier to just say Eldalorn and know that the great sentinels are watching over you. Rovash basked in the familiar glow of its ghostly embrace. Since his elfling days, this home has always been a comfort to him. The feeling was well appreciated today as he convalesced from his recent rebirth into the mortal realm. Is this rebirth the only way to come back from Ilmatar? Rovash didn't know. He looked down at his hand and made a fist and then stretched it open as if studying a problem. Rovash's sire was one of the giant Darjeelian people from the harsh North Mountains. As a young soldier, his father had been stationed near the Ilienheni Gardens at a military outpost east of there. His mother, Thendiel, was stubborn in her ways, so of course she could only follow her heart in such things. Wars of men had taken the soldiers away, so Rovash grew up never knowing the man. None in his mother's village had ever heard of mixing Edel and human blood, and he certainly stood out among the young elflings, with his greater height and darker skin. He also had his father's startling crystalline blue eyes and dark sable brown hair. Traits not seen among the inaptly named fair folk. Strange how humans can misrepresent the language, so, Roe snorted. Who would have thought the Edel could be driven by such bias? Rovash sadly shook his head. He bore the brunt of irritation from the suspicious pure-blooded elves of his mother's village. In those days, no one could know how it wounded him every time he was confronted with such ignorance. Rovash grew into an imposing figure, just like his father. In many ways, the Edel were not so different from humans. Rovash grumbled. He lived the whole second half of his life among mortal men. His experience had proved his many theories concerning the common lives of elves. Time and distance buried many such feelings. Rovash didn't care anymore what anyone thought or called him these days. His great height and agility served him well, and he was able to protect those he loved, and that was most important to his heart. As with all things, age changes perspective somehow. There must be some wisdom in that, I'm sure of it. Rovash chuckled to himself. I cannot hold malice against a whole race who has gone missing since the Third Age. It somehow seemed strange to hear himself say that out loud, and it gave him pause. Rovash had survived much in the realm of both elves and men, and now his small clan was a family of 4, 5, 6. He had almost forgotten to count his newborn son and the ancient king Elendil. They were the only Edil he knew of in the kingdom. Again, this seemed strange, but he could not quite grasp why. Rovash was once a proud member of the ancient order of that same Darjeeling Rangers, as his father once was. Then, more recently, he was commander of the Royal Velivar Guard Training Post. He had grown weary of fighting. This must be what it feels like to be worn of the mortal coil. He looked at his large, broad hands again. Making a fist, he couldn't believe he no longer felt that old familiar pain in his fingers. This rebirth has served me well. I will not waste my life in battle ever again. He redoubled his resolve in his mind with a nod. He was trying to remember to be thankful for the second or is this my third chance to start again? Part of the problem of the rebirth were the weeks of confusion that only time would bring back into focus. My mind seems to talk me into circles. Rovash rubbed his face, sniffled, and stared placidly into the fire. Rebirth, it is not easy, Rovash grumbled. Despite the perks, he did not like it. This feeling of vulnerability. He was told it would pass. He was told he needed to have patience. That was something that did not come easily. My Nalin is here. He distracted himself from frustration. Thank the Lord she made the decision to come back with me from... Rovash paused and then turned anxiously, looking towards the light of the open window across the room. He knew Nalin was just beyond, sunning outside in the garden. Rovash rubbed his eyes and forehead to assure himself he was really sitting in his mother's chair and not caught in some dream in the realm of the lords. And we have a son named Ilgilian. Rovash sadly smiled. His son's name rolled off his tongue as he repeated it several times. He longed to see the little elfling who had been kept in hiding from him, because what I had become was a danger to my own son. Rovash's eyes narrowed. He could not bring himself to say the name of the monstrosity that brought him to this condition, the one who was responsible for all their suffering. Thank the lords, our little one escaped the hands of such insanity. My hands. Rovash frowned as he stared at them again. His heart raced in his chest with rising anxiety. That evil we thought defeated in the Great War was brought back to Angheli by ignorant, selfish men. Rose scowled at the dark thoughts that flooded his mind. They were the kind of thing that would push a man over the edge into insanity, and that is not where Rovash planned to go. If the fallen lord had ever once lived with a sense of moral goodness in his whole long existence, he certainly had lost it all by that time. Rovash felt nauseous. It almost killed Nolan. The weight of suffocation pressed in on his chest. What do I mean, almost did kill her? The thought ricocheted in his skull. Rovash cursed the mad god Sermanos, closing his eyes against the pain. He looked down at his shaking hands. All he saw were hands, strong and solid, but he could almost feel the weight of innocent blood upon them. It is over. Ro's voice burst a little too loud as he struggled to calm himself. He was safe with his family in his mother's home. He sucked in another deep breath. That evil has been locked in chains for eternity, and his dragon ended, Rovash told himself with certainty. The old wooden rocker creaked under his weight. As he turned to contemplate the soothing hearth fire, Rovash stretched himself back with a sigh, letting his mind fill with sweeter thoughts of his home in Eldalorn and his family. Thanks for listening. Let me tell you what's up. I'm recording Tales of Eldalorn into Audible books. To keep up with this stuff, you really gotta go to carlybond.com. It is where it's happening. Yeah, check out my new character for book two. His name is Drazir, and he's a dragon. Actually, Prince Drazir. He is a dragon that's been enchanted. And he looks like a dark elf, I guess. Nobody in Eldalorn has ever seen anything like him. But how many days out of the week do you run into an enchanted dragon, really? And he wasn't exactly friendly at first, being a dragon and all, but apparently they're so intelligent they learn very quickly. King Elendil says if you talk to a dragon, you're gonna lose all your secrets. I guess that was very offensive to Drazir, and he had to take off and get some downtime at the tower to the south. Needless to say, it's going to be an adventure, so join us when we start Season 4 of the Tales of Eldalorn podcast with yours truly, Carly Bonn, at the wheel. Yeah. Bye-bye.